Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord we're able to be together again. I so look forward to these times, and I hope you do. I know I have some really faithful listeners out there, and I praise God for them. And if you're a new listener, welcome. We're glad to have you, and I pray that you'll be blessed as you hear the word of the Lord. As I was praying and seeking God for what He would have me share this week, I felt that there were many listeners that really needed to hear this message on God's antidote for discouragement. What we can do when we get discouraged, because that is one of the most insidious, one of the most frequent and serious ways the enemy can rob us of spiritual life and vitality. And as I shared on yesterday's broadcast, to discourage means to deprive of courage or confidence, to dishearten. You might be listening to me right now, and that's how you feel because of various things that have happened. And many times there could be some major event to bring discouragement, but also the enemy knows how to work subtly, slowly, and that very gradually you begin to lose the joy of the Lord. If you aren't feeling God's joy right now, then there's probably discouragement working in your heart, because when we know the joy of the Lord should be our strength. I remember years ago when I was a young baby Christian, it wasn't very long, I was leading worship, and unfailingly in some of those early services, and I was doing my best, but I was not in a good place. I was feeling very discouraged about one thing or another, and certainly enough, Sister Van Dusen and I, we had a wonderful working relationship, and we'd be really led by the Holy Spirit, and sure enough, she would do "The Joy of the Lord is My Strength," and that I'd have to sing it, and that's the last thing I felt like. But as I did, I found that God's anointing, as I was able to release the issues that I was facing, truly that joy did come. So there's marvelous benefit in worshiping and praising God. But in our day-to-day lives, not that we shouldn't be praising God at all times. David said, "His praise shall continually be in my mouth." Sometimes we have to have it just hidden in our hearts if we're at work, of course. But that joy, we lose that joy when we lose our hope. It's a very, very important piece of our spiritual arsenal, if you would. And as I shared on yesterday's broadcast, hope is trust, reliance, and it's a desire. Remember that important definition. It's a desire accompanied by expectation of or belief in fulfillment. In other words, hope is not just some, wish or dream or thinking, oh yeah, that would be nice, but real hope believes that it is one day going to be realized, just as surely as if you love Jesus and are serving Him, that when you die, your heaven is your hope. That is your home, and you would not be dissuaded from that. That's true, genuine hope, and it's based on reality, spiritual truths. So we want to look now at what God's Word has to say about hope. Hope is and must be our experience as we live our natural life on this earth. I don't think I need to emphasize how important it is spiritually, but it's also important just even physically. There are examples, testimonies, I've heard stories of Holocaust victims, that it was only hope that kept them alive. They were in such horrific, horrendous circumstances that it was only their spiritual stamina, that hope that they held onto for deliverance, for being set free, that enable them to persevere. There are those who have been in terrible physical situations, and it has been hope that has given them the spiritual strength to hold on. If, for example, another natural event, if someone perhaps gets lost in the wilderness and they panic or they lose hope or they despair of being found, they could die very, very quickly. Whereas it takes, you can go 3 days or so without water and many days longer without food. But people die in very short periods of time. Why? Because of fear that overwhelms them, of a lack of hope that they're going to be rescued. So hope is so critically important for our natural life. And let me share now some scriptures with you. Ecclesiastes 9:4 says, "For to him that is joined to all living, to all the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion." Amen. That old saying, where there's life, there's hope. That's right. It's never too late. Hallelujah. Isaiah 38:18 says, "For the grave cannot praise thee. Death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down to the pit cannot hope for thy truth." And we, beloved brothers, sisters, you and I are called to hope. Ephesians 4:4 says, "There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling." We're called to a great calling, and that calling consists of substantial, divinely endowed quantities of hope. Hallelujah. I want you to just look up. It's not all over. It's not at the end. You're not at the end of your rope, because you may feel that way, but God has a way of bringing answers, bringing deliverance, and you should hold fast to hope. That's what it says in Hebrews 3:6. "But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if," that's important now, that condition, "if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end." Praise God. We should continue in hope. Once we lose hope, beloved, that is, it's the beginning of a spiritual spiral downhill. We hear a lot about faith and the importance of faith, and it is critically important. But I say to you that unless we have hope, we can't really walk in faith. Psalm 71:14 says, "But I will hope continually, and I will yet praise thee more and more." Are we in the place that we can say that? I will hope continually. That's the proper and correct spiritual stance to be in. Is that not right? Just as thanksgiving, "I will thank the Lord at all times." So thanksgiving, we've been hearing a lot about that lately, how the importance of thanksgiving. Well, it's important to hope. I will hope continually. And if we really are hoping continually, then it is not a difficult task to praise God. Isn't that right? Because faith is an active, or praise is an active expression of faith. 1 Peter 1:13 says, "Wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." Praise God. Hallelujah. And we should not be ashamed of hope. That is, people sometimes make fun of Christians. You're living your life and it's all just, what's going to happen when you die, and not concerned about anything joyful or full or wonderful that we could experience in this life. And that's a lie of the enemy, because non-Christians, those who don't know the Lord, don't even know the meaning of joy, that don't know the meaning of true fun and fulfillment and happiness. All the wonderful things that God gives us can only be given because every good and every perfect gift comes down from the Father above, and there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning with Him. Psalm 119:116 says, "Uphold me according to thy word, that I may live and let me not be ashamed of my hope. We will never be ashamed of our hope because our hope is in the Lord, and His power is unfailing. His truth is unchanging. His love is everlasting. Praise God. And we shouldn't allow anything in this life to move us away from hope. Colossians 1:23 says, speaking of the Lord Jesus having reconciled us, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard. We should seek always a full assurance of hope. Hebrews 6:11 says, and we desire that every one of you do shew the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. Praise God. Well, I'm going to stop and continue on tomorrow's broadcast and invite you to join us at that time. But I'd like to share a letter from a sister writing from San Francisco, and she's sharing some very specific personal needs. But she says, dear Sister Judith, thank you for the ministry, which is truly one of encouragement at times which can be difficult. Enclosed is a gift for the continuation of the fine work which you are doing and to encourage you. My desire is to be more consistent with my giving to your very worthwhile ministry in this year. It's truly a blessing, not only to me, but to my Christian friends. She goes on to share specific needs, and she says, please continue your good work. It brings me such encouragement in an otherwise discouraging place. Amen. Yes, thank God for the Word, and it's His Word which does the encouraging. Praise God. And then another letter from a sister writing from San Francisco also. She says, dear Sister Glass, hope all is well. I'm glad that you were able to take the Holy Land trip with KFAX. And she goes on, I listen to your ministry program at 11:30 p.m. I stay up late just for that purpose. You're a blessing, and I really need the word that you proclaim. She mentions a specific broadcast, and she says, she also makes mention of a recent letter that I sent. She says, I cherish that just as I do all the letters from previous months. Thank God for you, Sister Glass. Thank you. May God continue to bless you. Amen. Praise God. Well, I do invite you to write and share your prayer needs. I thank you, faithful UCM partners, for your financial support. If it wasn't for your faithful, sacrificial giving, we could not have remained on this station for these many decades and continued on in continuous ministry since 1965 when my husband, Reverend Neil Glass, began the ministry. I invite you to write, I love you, I thank God for you, and I'm looking forward to having you with me tomorrow at the same time. Till then, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,